songs were all about email and not Tony's laundry. Not his life's every detail. Boiling eggs, bocce ball, 90s rap, Redskins football, where will it end?
Welcome to the TK Jingles podcast for October 6, 2014. I am your host, Jerry Negrelli. This podcast features songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show and TKJingles.com and is mostly followed by the loyal but often strange littles of the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show. Got a great episode today. Today's episode is sponsored by Illegal Seafood Restaurant, featuring the freshest penguin anywhere in the D.C. metro area. You know, these jingles are featured on Tony's show every week, and it's funny, I think some of the jokes from this podcast are starting to filter into that show, albeit subliminally. Kevin Sheehan, I made a comment shortly after he appeared on this podcast that he basically works all the time and basically should be sponsored by Folgers Coffee, and I noticed that he mentioned the winter weather forecast would be sponsored by Folgers Coffee. And then Gary Braun, I had asked him, you know, about the silliness of these jingles, and, you know, basically Tony could talk about his laundry and we would write a song about it. And last week, Gary asked Tony, hey, why do you want to talk about sports? Let's talk about your laundry. So I don't know if either of those two things were intentional, but I thought it was pretty damn funny that the little jokes from this show and from this whole thing are making their way back out there. Got a couple announcements here. The iPhone app and the Windows Phone app are soon to have an update that will feature a search function. The Android app will follow at some point down the road, but the iPhone community is much bigger. The Windows Phone app is crazy easy to write for, so I'll get around to Android at some point because that's what I use. But this new feature will allow you to actually search for jingles by name rather than just looking at playlists. And then we also have a promotional sticker giveaway right now. Really simple rules. So if you follow me on Twitter, at Jerry Negrelli, or like my Facebook page, TK Jingles, then share a link to your favorite jingle. It doesn't have to be by me. It could be anything. And then just send me an email, podcast@tkjingles.com. Let me know you did those two things, and I will send you a TK Jingle sticker. The final design is a little bit up in the air right now, but it will be produced in the next week or so, and then it'll go out there. Probably just will say TKJ on it, and then, you know, something about how you listen to Tony's show for the jingles. Very similar format to the TK show jingle, but, you know, it'll be my thing, not Tony's thing. All right, so let's get to the songs. We got some great music here. The first jingle is by John Welsh, a parody of My Way called I Got a Toupee. John's jingles are few and far between, but they're always great. Then we have Brad Weiss with a send-up of the recent propensity of 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover jingles called 50 Ways to Write a Jingle. And then John Fitzpatrick, who is setting the standard for the instant jingle with a very timely Summer of 69 parody, making fun of the conversation that Tony had with Tim Kirkjian last week. And that conversation, basically, you know, Tim Kirkjian is an ESPN baseball expert, and for about 5 minutes, they talked about the price of fruit at Wegmans or something. I mean, they just talked about grocery shopping. And that is really why I think so many people love Tony's show, because it's nominally a sports show, but really, it's whatever the hell people are going to talk about. So I was explaining to the woman related to my marriage about that conversation. I said, oh, Tony had Tim Kirkjian on, and they talked about grapefruit juice prices at the grocery store. Isn't that awesome? I said, what? Why in the hell do you listen to that show? I said, well, yeah, you got me there. I can't really explain it. Then there's been such a trend of send-up songs for the personalities on Tony's show and all of his guests. I decided to get in on the action here with a song for Nigel, a parody of Fixing a Hole. And when I wrote it, I had forgotten that Patrick did this. So as an apology to Patrick for ripping off a song that he already did, we're going to feature a few of his songs later on, and then I'm going to rip off another song that he did, or at least join in on something he did. And then we have a very traditional jingle, which is great. Tracks on My Tears by Joe, wonderful performance. I think this is the second time he covered this song, or maybe the second time he sent it in. And then a version of Penny Lane by Brad Weiss about Chevy Chase. It's just hilarious. Then after this, we've got some TK Trivia by Brett Lee, and then this Moffat segment that I mentioned, and then a really great mailbag. So stick around. It's going to be a good show.
And now the end is near, and so I shaved my beard and mustache, My friends don't know I'm here. They think it's just some piece of orange trash. They really don't know who I am. Not even a refugee Safeway. I've said goodbye to PTI. I got a toupee. Wait, what is a meme? Is Courtney hot now that I'm old? Can I smoke pot and sit outside the browse about? The show won't be on, but I'll still shout. No one will stare at my fake hair. I got a toupee. That's it. I'm sick of this. I'm gonna boil eggs.
An orange balding head can often be funny, but it's a fine line between offensive and parody. So here's some tips as I have penned two or three. There must be 50 ways to write a jingle. If you're a fan of Nine Inch Nails, don't waste your breath. The ancient tones of old guy radio are really your best bet. And please forgive me now, because the song's been done to death. There must be 50 ways to write a jingle. 50 ways to write a jingle. You just tell him Kevin blows Joe, and keep the humor slick, Patrick. Sing the whole song, John. Let Jerry show you the way. There's always Uranus, Gus. Or try Eddie McManus. No, it's not a haiku, Raju. I just sing with KJ. Just tell him Kevin blows Joe, and keep the humor slick, Patrick. Sing the whole song, John. Let Jerry show you the way. There's always Uranus, Gus. Or try Eddie McManus. No, it's not a haiku, Raju. Just sing with KJ.
Talking groceries with Tim Kirchin. Trading tips how to save a dime. Tony loves the refugee Safeway. Grapefruit juice for $3.69. These two guys, supposed to be sports pros. Rice and fruit and avocados. Timmy says he just eats for fuel. Are they gonna talk nationals? Oh, hey, Jeannie, look out now. There's Timmy over by the cashier, cruising at Harris Teeter. Every day he's gonna be there. Says he can't cook to save his life. Another grocery store story? Really? Ain't no use in complaining. Tony's got a show to do. Who knows what they'll talk about next time? Hey Tim, you like fondue? Listening to this lame podcast. Delays sometimes will last forever. Oh, and when you tell this tale, fine line between stupid and clever. Who cares about your fruit juice price? Oh yeah, grapefruit juice for $3.69.
Oh, really?
Producing a show for a bald orange man. pretending he's Mancunian. Why, I don't know. And whenever Kevin's out, they have him read the news. Nice job on you. Nice job. He screens the mail and books the guests. He picks the songs that go at the end. And when he's done, he joins the sports chicks for even more.
Tony says that he needs a better mailbag. It's now so bad he's starting to bake. It's really wearing thin. I guess he'd rather boil some eggs. Make sure your notes are funny enough. He's getting tired of the same email fluff. Cats in the toilet, now that's funny stuff for Tony's mailbag.
Chevy Chase, there is a Safeway selling cottage cheese. He likes to stroll along its aisles on his own. Down the street is politics and prose, where he rarely goes. On the corner is a BP with a weatherman. When Tony sees him standing there, he gets a kick. And the weatherman has a stick used to measure snow. He looks cold. Chevy Chase is in our ears all of the time. He finds his way there from PTI. Chevy Chase.
It's time for trivia, trivia. Some really stupid trivia. You sent me some questions and now I'll let somebody talk. Somebody talk, let's let another little talk.
Today's TK trivia question is, what is the origin of Edith McManus? And the answer comes from Brett Lee of Modesto, California.
The origin of Edith McManus came from Tony's pride in his ability to identify a song title or artist or lyrics within only hearing a couple of notes, sort of a name that tune situation. And as most of us probably know, Nigel chooses all the music for the show. So when they come back from a commercial break, Tony's not aware of what song they're going to play. And sometimes it's obvious, but sometimes it's some obscure band from the 50s or 60s, and David, who doesn't even know who the Rolling Stones are, or Gary, who's a man but still young, none of them have any idea. So Tony loves to get out there and show off his ability. So Jeannie, our beloved Jeannie McManus, is probably Tony's only real peer in age and contemporary that's a guest on the show. So all of a sudden, not too long ago, this has probably been a few months, less than a year, there were a few shows where Jeannie was on, and then Tony had some great victories. He thought he was awesome naming these weird songs really quick, and he beat Jeannie to the punch every single time, and it was a song that, you know, he thought she should have known. So every time he did that, he gave her a good Edith McManus, and he was really proud of that. So immediately that kind of took off, and it was a funny, you know, kind of a funny thing he started. But what was unique about this, I think, in terms of other quotes, was that the Littles really took this and ran with it. And a lot of quotes and emails came out, and examples of how Tony's show takes over our lives. I'll use this in context with a quick example. My wife and I love to guess celebrity birthdays. We were watching a movie, and we decided to guess how old Gwyneth Paltrow was and when her birthday was. So naturally, I won. I guessed the spot-on month that she was born in and gave my wife an Edith McManus. that drew a puzzled look, of course, and she quickly realized that that was probably something from Tony's show, as we've heard, you know, many of us have kind of had that experience. But anyway, the Edith McManus also lends itself to some jingles, and we have really seen this take on a new life thanks to some of those famously, well, we know that our friend Jerry did one, as well as John Quinn, the parody of the Weird Al Edith parody of Michael Jackson, which was playing in the background a little while ago. And anyway, so that's the Edith McManus story.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Brett. And Brett's taking it to new levels by adding his own music and producing it. If you have a question about Tony Kornheiser's show or this show or anything else, send it to podcast@tkjingles.com. We'd love to feature it there. If you feel like you can contribute, if you're a longtime listener or you just like to hear yourself talk, you can also be a part of this. Send me an email, podcast@tkjingles.com, and sign up for it, and we'll get you on a show here soon. So this next segment here before the mailbag, I mentioned earlier that I had copied a song that Patrick had done, that Beatles song, Fixing a Hole. And I've been railing against that for the past few weeks, and yet somehow I keep doing it. So I'm just as guilty as everybody else. But anyway, also a week or two ago, Patrick did a cover of a song by Blur called Country House. And the only reason that I know that song is because I'm a huge fan of Oasis. And back in the spring or fall, somewhere in mid-1995, Oasis released an album called What's the Story, Morning Glory, that had such smash hits on there as Wonderwall, Don't Look Back in Anger, Champagne Supernova. It was an epic record. But the first single they released off of that was released the same day as Country House, the song by Blur. And Country House peaked at number one on the UK charts. And Roll With It, the song that Oasis decided to lead with on this amazing album, this terrible song, Roll With It, was their lead single. And so anyway, when I heard Patrick do a cover of Country House, the only thing I could think of was, oh my God, I have to do a parody of Roll With It now too, just so there's that, you know, synergy there. So anyway, I wanted to play Patrick's version of Country House, then my version of Roll With It. And then Patrick has had a huge hit over the last few weeks with the Johnny Cash Folsom Prison parody, that I Hear the Cajun Coming, that's just fabulous. I wanted to play that here. And then another classic Patrick Moffitt song, Tony Silverhammer.
D.C. dweller, successful fella, goes to bed at night on piles of money, has anger issues, we would agree. He's a professional cynic, but he's old and not with it. Most of the time, he is past the legal limit. Can't find his iPod and can't see, but he's fat and old. He's bald and old. He lives in a house, a very big house in the city. He drops some PTI and he drinks a lot of wine in the city. He's either out of the palm or he's sipping Alanubis's whiskey. There's a podcast delay for at least another day in that day.
You gotta listen live, get in your car and drive. If you're in DC, 980 is where you'll find Tony. You don't need any gizmo to count his stride. He only reads the paper to see who died. He's asking for gifts, he hopes that you'll provide. He only knows the roads that lead from PTI. Wherever he goes, it's where he always starts his drive.
Starts his drive.
Rieger lives near him, and that's something that he can't ignore.
Can't ignore.
If he ever gets her actual home address, you know he's moving in next door. You gotta listen live, get in your car.
I hear the Cajun coming, I know just what he'll say. He's betting on New Orleans, you're damn right it's a double play. Well, Carville's such a badass, he hates the TSA. He just pulls out old Grego and he is on his way. When the Cajun's on the radio, you gotta listen close. I'm pretty sure he picked A&M, but no one really knows. And he can swing elections. Yes, he is taking names. If you f*** with James Carville, you're going down in flames.
Tony's miserable. Kevin is an imbecile. Nigel runs the board. If you are in need of a lawyer, call Abby. Nene's on the bench again. The monkey lost the bet again. It's all par for the course. If Jerry keeps writing his jingles, he'll be getting a divorce. But now it's time for the end of the show. The little's time to shine. Hey, hey, here comes Tony's mailbag. Got your emails, faxes, and notes. Hey, hey, here comes Tony's mailbag. Gonna read 'em for all you folks.
He'll read your name on his podcast, Littles. Here's all you have got to do. Send in your thoughts to Jerry. Maybe write an iTunes store review. His apps are running on smartphones. Mad skills he has shown. They're out on Androids and Apples. Did you know Windows made a phone? Just write to him. Where he'll read your name.
You know, I was just reflecting as I played that Moffat segment there, how Tony-esque it was that a segment dedicated to Patrick Moffat had so much to do with me. Oh, and that was, of course, John Fitzpatrick with that wonderful Evil Whales. Evil Whales. I've got to stop sniffing glue. All right. So anyway, that was John Fitzpatrick with the Evil Ways mailbag theme there. I think the gauntlet has been thrown down. That is just so good from this past summer, John Fitzpatrick. All right. So great mailbag here. First, we have a review from Nigel's Rubbish Bin in the iTunes store. Matt Vogel says he has a pathetic ploy to have his name read on a national broadcast. Matt says, I've listened to all 9 episodes and have thoroughly enjoyed them, but as my mother often says, there's no accounting for taste. And I would point out, Nigel's Rubbish Bin has some wonderful songs that are still not available on tkjingles.com. If you haven't heard it, there's some crap in there too, but all this stuff is great. I mean, you know, everybody's doing their own thing, and I enjoy it all. That's why I put it in there. You know, I say crap in the most loving way. I've got a note here from Nancy Keene. She says, the only time my husband knows that he absolutely, positively should not disturb me is between 11:50 and 11:58 a.m., Monday through Friday. No excuses, no exceptions. I think that's a testament to everybody that writes stupid songs for this show and Tony's show. Then John Goebel had a comment on the Vanilla Ice and MC Hammer throwdown. Said, your rap and the first one were great. We need more of it. So I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, I do like switching up from time to time with something different, some hip hop, but that 90s rap, man. I mean, that was my childhood and those were songs that I liked when I was, you know, 13 years old or whatever. I don't know that I particularly think it's good and really want to revisit that, but hey, if you're up for it, I don't think we've heard Brad rap before, so I'm waiting for the inaugural rap. Then we have a comment here by Jeff Smargard. He says, Penny Lane and Orange Orange Baby have to be the early leaders in the clubhouse. Presumably saying those are the two best jingles of the year. So, Brad, kudos to that. Then, upon hearing the collaboration with Byron and Joe Arrow to 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover, Neil in Rockville said, "Hey, Jerry, can you help pull the knife out of my back? It's the one with Joe Arrow written on it." Because, as you all may remember, Neil in Rockville wrote 50 Ways to Cook a Chicken. And Joe sang that, too. So Joe's just joining in on everybody on 50 Ways songs. But the funny thing is, Neil may not realize this, but there actually was an original 50 Ways to Get on Mailbag, I think, that Byron had written that Joe joined in on. So I think that the original knife was perhaps not in Neil's back. Then a note from Cassandra Barron. "I didn't know you had a podcast." Okay. Then we have a note here from Mets Fan 6. Says, "What was the Grinch was the Grinch reading ever uploaded to the site?" And the answer is no. The Grinch reading is one of those classic, unaired, different style things that was sent in. And I only post things to tkjingles.com that I write. Periodically, Chip will help out with a really good rare tune that I happen to have the raw source file for under the Little Did He Know account. But for the most part, if you want something up there, you got to do it yourself. So I think a lot of people wait and expect that either I have access to Nigel's files or I'm going to just do it for you or whatever. But for the most part, songs are getting up there. But there have been a few gems that it's a shame that they haven't been up there. So hopefully everybody will eventually get around to it. Then here's a really funny note from Sox Nerd about the the eternal 18-inning game the Nationals played on Saturday. It says Matt Williams was ejected because Tony Kornheiser was his ride home and Tony never stays till the end. I thought that was pretty clever. And then I've got a really long email here. I'm going to try to abridge it. So I mentioned last week that Tony he loved Orange Horn Baby, and he said the gauntlet had been thrown down. It was the greatest jingle ever. And Jerry, I hope you're paying attention. How could you live up? You know, you gotta step up and do something else. So I responded with my little mashup there of MC Hammer and the Cheers theme that I thought, you know, was funny and kind of poked fun at myself as the king and everything else. But, I did take a little umbrage with the whole thing. I mean, it was just so ridiculous. But anyway, there was an email that was sent in by my boss, Walton, to Nigel, and it was never read on Tony's show. So I thought I would read a little bit of it here. He shared a copy of it with me, and I will paraphrase where I can because it's extremely long. But it's pretty damn funny. So here's the email from Walt. He says, "Jerry is my worker man, and he used to be a great one, but now all he does is sing about an old bald orange man. It started off with a song here and there. Then Nigel played one on the air, and it has only gotten worse. Jerry built tkjingles.com for your Google machine, mobile apps, and started a weekly podcast. His wife and I hope that your vacation would give him a break so we could get back to work, but it only made it worse, and he wrote 31 jingles in 31 days. He even wrote one about wanting to sing a song at Michael's wedding, but you crushed him by picking a plane instead. With your new contract signed, I expected Jerry to relax and get back to work. But then on Friday, you called him out over a 90s rap song. He dropped all of his work and started working on more songs for the show, mumbling something about Windows, bagels, and ice cream. Think about Jerry's children, Tony. Think about the children." So anyway, so true. If you're going to challenge me to something, I probably will become a little bit obsessed. Not that, I mean, obsessed. It's not like I've written 200 jingles about Tony Kornheiser or something. Hardly obsessed. All right. And then lastly, hopefully this is something you're going to hear this week. We have a note here from Courtney the Goddess. She says, "I just listened to my new intro music for the Tony Kornheiser radio show. Thank you, Jerry, for Come On, Courtney." And Ellen Love actually helped me get that one across the finish line. Last week, if you remember, Courtney had asked me to do a parody of Come On, Courtney, or Dexy's Midnight Runners, Come On, Eileen, and all I could think of was some adult film references. It just seemed like a terrible idea. It would be funny, I guess, but it would just be disgusting. So, I politely declined. But then Ellen, listening to this podcast, sent in some good lyrics, and I made a few minor changes. But, she really helped have the vision there to have that done. So I don't think I've ever had one of my jingles introduce somebody. Hopefully, that'll happen this week. But if not, it'll be on tkjingles.com sometime this Friday. And you can hear it yourself and see what you think. See if we were able to keep it G-rated. And one last note. Please do visit tkjingles.com. I know a lot of folks have started to supplement just this podcast to hear all the best songs. But I don't play everything. And it's all so subjective. I mean, you heard there that some people's favorite jingle ever is a jingle that was just, they heard last week. whereas some people may point back to something from a year and a half ago. And it's really, there's no accounting for taste. So there's going to be some that I think are brilliant and some that, you're going to like. So go to the website. And really, people love to get feedback. Leave a comment on a jingle if you've never done that before. You don't have to sign up for an account or anything. You just leave an anonymous comment. But it's always nice to hear that. Everybody that's written a jingle gets an email when a comment is left. And it always, I think, brings a smile to your face as long as it's positive. There have been some nasty ones. But, you know, if you've got something nice to say, please go to tkjingles.com sometime this week. Leave your feedback. And then leave me some reviews in iTunes. Let me know what you think of this podcast if you haven't done that yet. Review the apps. Let me know if there's something else you want there. And join the conversation. Email me podcast@tkjingles.com. And until next week, this was the TK Jingles Podcast. Thanks for listening.
How should we open the show? Should we open the show with the Nats, or should we open the show with football, knowing that, of course, that football is a much bigger draw than
baseball?
Surely
you did laundry or something this weekend to open the show with.
No.